This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. President Joe Biden has arrived in a Vietnam that wants to dramatically ramp up trade with the United States, a sign of how competition with China is reshaping relationships across Asia. The president has made it a point of pride that Vietnam is elevating the U.S. to the status of being a comprehensive strategic partner. Other countries Vietnam has extended this designation to include China and Russia. Greg Poling is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Vietnam's overriding foreign policy priority has always been maintaining its own strategic independence, its own autonomy in the face of larger powers. And Vietnam seems to assess, I think rightly, that the best way to maintain its autonomy vis-a-vis China, its huge northern neighbor, is to maintain very close strategic ties with other major powers, especially the U.S.
Biden was welcome on Sunday with a pomp-filled outdoor ceremony at the mustard-colored presidential palace, children waving American and Vietnamese flags, and President Biden watched from a review stand as the Vietnamese military marched past. The G20 summit in New Delhi ended on Sunday as India handed over the bloc presidency to Brazil. While both the U.S. and Russia praised a consensus that did not condemn Moscow for the war in Ukraine, but called on members to shun the use of force. India on Sunday formally handed over the Group of 20 presidency to Brazil. Here is Prime Minister Modi officially announcing the two-day summit's conclusion.
One Earth, One Family, One Future ka roadmap.
Again, that was the Prime Minister of India closing the G20. This is VOA News. Moroccans on Sunday mourned the victims of the devastating earthquake that has killed more than 2,000 people. Rescue teams racing still to find survivors trapped under the rubble of flattened villages. It was the strongest quake ever recorded in Morocco. At least 30 people were killed and dozens injured Sunday in airstrikes on a neighborhood in the south of Sudan's capital, Khartoum, according to local activists. Russia fired nearly 36 drones at Kyiv early on Sunday, with blasts ringing out across the Ukrainian capital and the surrounding region for about 2 hours, debris falling across several city districts. Ukraine's Air Force said the military destroyed 26 of 33 drones launched by Russia. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky and discuss sanctions against Russia. More on this from VOA's Jeff Custer.
McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul, during his discussion Saturday with Zelensky, said sanctions against Russia and specifically President Vladimir Putin will ultimately weaken him within Russia.
The long-term negative consequences of all of the foreign investment that they've lost, of all of the talented people they've lost because of sanctions, that will be good for not just Ukraine, but I think for all of Europe and the world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Ethiopia said on Sunday that it had completed the fourth and final phase of filling a reservoir for its planned massive hydroelectric power plant on the Blue Nile, a project that Egypt and Sudan have long opposed. Construction of the $4 billion Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam began in 2011. Ethiopia sees the project as crucial to powering its economic development. Egypt and Sudan, however, consider the project a serious threat to their vital water supplies. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris hosted a celebration of hip-hop's 50th anniversary, with appearances by some of the music genre's pioneers and stars at the vice president's residence in Washington, D.C. Hip-hop's 50th birthday has inspired a host of anniversary events this year. Harris told the crowd that hip-hop is the ultimate American art form that shapes every aspect of America's popular culture. She said hip-hop culture is American culture. I'm Scott Walterman.